My story starts a few weeks ago. I was in Target, a store I frequent, much to my husband's dismay. and I'm in Target, and I'm walking around. I'm looking for the Hanukkah display. I'm looking for some Hanukkah wrapping paper. And I pass a few aisles of Christmas decorations and Christmas paper goods and wrapping paper and bags. And I get to the little end cap of Hanukkah items, and I see no wrapping paper and like one Hanukkah bag with a dreidel on it. And I'm standing there kind of contemplating what I'm going to do. Am I going to go look for just plain blue wrapping paper? Am I going to go wander other aisles and just make an excuse to go shopping? And I'm standing there, and I overhear two Target employees talking. And I don't often eavesdrop, but it sounded interesting. And I hear this young woman talking about her grandmother and how much she missed living near her grandmother. And she's just talking about how she feels like she took advantage of, or didn't take enough advantage of, the time that she lived near her grandmother. And now that she's not living near her anymore, she really misses it. And the day before, my grandmother had actually just left Baltimore from a week-long visit for the first time in 3.5 years, since June of 2019, pre-COVID. And I had been feeling very, very emotional about her trip. I pretty much cried every day for a week, spending time with her and getting her, you know, getting to have her read to my kids and spend time with my kids. And it was a very, very emotional trip. She gave me some very sentimental jewelry that my grandfather had given to her, and it was really lovely. So I'm just sitting here listening to the story, and I, for some reason, felt this strange connection to this young girl, and I felt like I needed to just say something. And while most people who know me will say, no, that's not like you at all, it is not normally like me to just jump into random people's conversation, but I just felt it. So I said something, and I said, you know, I totally relate to what you're saying. My grandmother just left. It was such a special visit, and I really get what you're saying. And we just start talking and just kind of just bonding a little bit. And then I asked them about the Hanukkah wrapping paper. They had one roll left in the back, and I got it. And then the gentleman next to her looks at me and says, you know, can I ask you a question? And my, like, Orthodox Jewish radars went up, and I'm like, this is going to be a Jew question. Like, this is, like, I'm always, like, the skirt in the room, and okay, this is going to be one of those questions. And to my surprise, it was a Jewish-related question, but a really different one. And he looks at me, and he was like, what can we do to better serve the Jewish community? And I was like, what? That is so nice. Some of you might know, in recent news, it has not been great. And really, with all the recent anti-Semitism, this was just such a, like, special moment, and I felt so honored to be a part of it. And we got to talking, and I said, you know, obviously we're specifically talking about Target and what they wanted to do, and I said, you know, like, let's start with Hanukkah. And we're standing there in the store, and I said, like, we started counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 15 aisles of Christmas items, and then we have like 4 2-foot shelves of Hanukkah items. And I kind of just got to talking about what people in our community do and how we're really no different than anybody who celebrates Christmas. I often, like, joke to my husband about how we're very lucky that we don't celebrate Christmas, because if we did, we would be dead broke. Like, not even a joke. A few weeks ago, said to him, you know, we need to get the storage room key, and we got to break out our Hanukkah bins. And he's like, bins? Like, with an S at the end? We have multiple Hanukkah bins? I'm like, we do. So we break out the Hanukkah bins, and I go through it every year. My kids now have 8 nights of Hanukkah pajamas matching. I'm very, very proud. Thank you. It's very exciting. And so where was I? So I get to talking about the different things that we do. And I showed him on my phone. I showed him, I have an entryway table in my entryway. And I showed him my Thanksgiving display and my Hanukkah display every year and the different things we do. I said, like, we're really no different. We love decorating our houses. We go all out. But there's really very little to choose from. And often it's really random, like, oi to the world. Like, I don't know what that has to do with Hanukkah, or happy holidays. Like, also no clue what that has to do with Hanukkah, but that's what we get. And so we just got to talking that, like, really, it comes down to, you know, two major things, quantity. Like, there's just not a lot to choose from. And variety. And everyone in the community ends up having the same items because you walk into Target and there's one option for Hanukkah pajamas or one option for wrapping paper or gift bags or anything. And he was like, you know, that's so interesting. And then I said to him, you know, I had just been at the local Jewish supermarket, which has a whole holiday aisle. And I told him that, I showed him a few pictures. I had actually, weirdly, taken pictures as I'm walking down the Hanukkah aisle because I wanted to pace myself and not just buy everything I saw at first sight because I have multiple bins. And I probably had most of it, but I was going to see it in the store and it was glittery and fun and I was going to buy it. But I decided to pace myself. So I actually took pictures as I'm walking down the aisle. And I showed him all the pictures, and I said, you know, everything, and he stops me at, like, paper goods. And he's like, oh, like, party items. And I was like, yeah, we eat. And I said, like, there's 8 nights of Hanukkah. That's 8 parties we're going to. Every night there's something going on, and everybody uses paper goods. No one's doing all those dishes. So he, you know, you could see his mind like wanting, like, oh, this is like a whole opportunity of different things. You know, I said to him, I would be so happy to sit down with you and talk to you about what does the Jewish calendar look like? Where do the holidays fall out? And what is relevant at different times? For example, at Hanukkah, that is not when we need matzo ball mix. That's a Passover item. And it's ironic because Manischewitz, the company that makes the matzo ball mix, also makes potato pancake mix. And for some reason, the potato pancake mix, the Hanukkah item, is not out at Hanukkah. So we just got to talking about the different things that could be featured. And we exchanged numbers. I texted him these pictures so that he could look through and see what the different options were. And then I left. I posted it on social media. All my friends, everyone just got really excited about the idea that there was going to be some potential about expanding, that we might be meeting, and this was a very exciting thing. Fast forward to less than a week later, and I'm back at Target, and I'm walking through the aisles, filling my cart with things I don't actually need, and I run into Kevin, the store director, and I'm, Kevin, how's it going? And he's like, hey, how's it going? And he introduces me to this guy, and he's like, this is the guest that I was telling you about, and I'm like, and I say to him, like, that's so exciting. He's like, we've been talking about you all week. And I'm like, guys. And I'll just tell you, when I got home from the first visit, I put together like a presentation for Target, I would be exaggerating, but I was spending a lot of time thinking about this. And my husband was like, slow down. Like, you're not the next CEO of Target. You don't need to go buying a red polo shirt. Like, relax. But apparently, maybe I need to quit my job. Just kidding. I love my job. So, you know, he introduces me to this guy, and you know, we're talking about it. He's like, we're really, really excited about it. And then he brings me over to a different aisle next to all the Christmas stuff. And he was like, I don't know if you noticed, but we added another Hanukkah end cap. And it was still an end cap, but I must say, like, less than a week later, he had gone out to wherever he purchased his items from, and he had purchased new and different Hanukkah items. Right? Thank you. new and different Hanukkah items. And, you know, he said to me, you know, holidays are obviously a very crazy time, but we really, really want to sit down with you. And we have a meeting for the second week of January, and we're going to be talking about the expansion of the Jewish products at Target. And I am really, really looking forward to seeing where it's going, and might just go buy myself a red polo.